Log Talk Radio.
They will know us.
Cause I'm 19 hours past, as you lay there, through the dark, through the heat, through the cold. With your pen by your side, held his hand and watched him die. Cried as you prayed for his soul.
Hungry, you fed me. Naked, you clothed. They will know us.
Can I imagine our death as you lay there? Through the dark, through the heat, through the cold. With your pen by your side, held his hand and watched him die. And you cried as you prayed for his soul. I can't imagine how it felt as you stood there. Through the winds that would just not go away. Kiss my wife, tell my son, my work on earth is done. You're the one that can still hear them say, oh.
Is there anybody else that listening? And does anybody know my name? No, my friend, we were not there, but we did and we came, and yet we feel your pain.
Ooh, yeah.
And yet we feel your pain.
I can't imagine how you felt as you sat there, trying to hide the fear from your face. And the earth is in the dark, and you are the creature of war. Tonight, I can hear the children say,
is there anybody else listening? Does anybody know my name? No, my friend, we were not there, but we are here and we care. We feel the pain.
You and me.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the KT Tyler Talk Radio Show. My name is KT Tyler, Mr. Inspire. It is a great day to be alive, and I am so excited and happy for each and one, every one of you that's listening to the sound of my voice. I am truly excited. Today is Thursday, actually. I'm going back in time. Today is Thursday, and it's the third month of the year, and we are looking forward to great things happen to each and every one of us, and we are excited for what God is going to do in our lives because we are headed into a new destination. No matter what has happened previously in the years before, it doesn't matter because this year is going to be greatness that's going to prosper us and get us to the next destination in life. So I hope each and every one of you are excited for what's happening and what's going on in your life. And as I always state, when you wake up in the morning, it is a new day to upgrade your life. When you put your 2 feet on the ground, it is a new start for you to begin again, fresh and renewed within your mind, within your focus, within your heart, and within the way you feel about yourself. It is a new day to begin again. So I hope you are excited for what's happening in your life at this point. And if anybody knows where you're supposed to go, it should all start with you. Like I always say, if you don't have a navigation system that's in your life that's guiding you to the next destination that you want to get to, then you need to get one real quick. And the first way, there's 3 ways that you can help yourself get there is developing the right mindset, having the right attitude, and knowing your purpose. When you have all those things in place, you can navigate to where you want to get to in life. So it is so important that you understand no matter where you've been, no matter what you're going through, there's always a place you can start again. And this morning, this is a place that you can start again because this is the present day, which is a gift from the Almighty. So we just thank Him for just letting us see another day that we can upgrade our lives and we can do great things for each and every one of the people that we come in contact with. So I hope you are excited for what's going to happen in your life at this point in your life's journey, no matter what you have been through, no matter what struggles, no matter what trials, no matter what may be going on in your life now, just understand that any moment in time, it can be changed. Immediately, it can be changed. You just have to have the right heart, the right mindset, and have the right attitude to understand that it can change. You have to have the faith of a mustard seed to know that all things are possible if you believe. That's when it all starts. So every morning, I'm going to declare something over your life. I just got it yesterday in Bible study, but I'm going to declare it over your life each and every moment for you. And it reads as such, and I hope you receive this, and I just pray that you receive it. And if you receive it, after I read it, I want you to say to yourself, I receive that. Here we go. You are beautiful. You are honest, decent, truthful, and hardworking. You treat other people with courtesy, respect, and warmth. You are dedicated to your family, your friends, and your church. You are strong, confident, and responsible. You are knowledgeable, intelligent, and experienced. You are important not only to your people, not only to people close to you, but also to your community. You are born for a special reason, and you have a great destiny to fulfill. You are an excellent person in every way. And I declare that this day over your life, if you receive it, say, I receive it. That is what you are, okay? So that is something that I've just declared over you. Every morning I'm going to declare that over you. So you, and at some point you should declare that over yourself. It all starts with how you talk to yourself. Your inner self is what you portray and what you speak out of your heart. So if you have a good positive feeling about yourself, then you're going to speak positive things out. So that's where it all starts, how you feel about you. Okay, that's where it all starts. Today's title is The Right Attitude Comes First. The Right Attitude Comes First. What a coincidence that we, you know, and to navigate your life in the middle, it's mindset, attitude, and purpose. So you have to understand something, that your attitude has a big deal with the way you act, the way you treat people, and the way you conduct your life. Because if you wake up with the wrong attitude, it's going to portray, and nothing good is going to come out of that day for you with the wrong attitude. So you have to understand that. It all starts with you. When you wake up in the morning and put your 2 feet on the floor, there it is. That's the beginning right there. So you choose to have what type of day you want to have based on the attitude you're going to bring forth in the earth. So with that being said, we're going to jump right into the title, which is The Right Attitude Comes First. that's so important. So I just declare today that everybody, no matter what has happened over the past 24 hours, that you're going to choose right now to have a good attitude, the right attitude. So we're going to read Numbers 13, 30 to 31. Numbers 13, 30 to 31. And it reads as such. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against those people, for they are stronger than we." Wow. It is a coincidence, and I'm going to take a sidebar real quick. My pastor preached on renewing your mind last night in Bible study, and he came from the same scripture, Numbers 13, 30 to 31, speaking of Caleb, how Caleb, it was a group of men that went to scout out the land. They all saw the same thing, but they all didn't come back with the same message. They all didn't come back saying the same language, but they saw the same thing. So what one of the men said is that we can't do it. It's too big. They're too big. They're too strong. We can't do it. We can't go in. But Caleb said, you know what? We can go in. We can take it. You know why? Because he knew who he was. He had the right language. He had the right mindset. He had the right attitude. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get into that. But I'm going to read the story, and then this is just so profound that yesterday, last night in Bible study, we speaking on mindset, and then today, we come with attitude. Okay, that's good to go. So this is the story, okay? This is the story that goes with the title, Having the Right Attitude Comes First. How could there be such different opinions on the same topic? Then I just say they saw the same thing, but different, Okay. So how could there be such a different opinion on the same topic? Because there was a difference in attitude. Okay. And attitude makes all the difference. Okay. The development of positive attitude is the focus. Is the first conscious step toward becoming an effective leader. Successful leadership cannot be constructed without this critical building block. Check out the final attitude axioms suggested by the words and actions of Joshua and Caleb. Wow, this is so good. I mean, if you understood how good this is so good. All right. Number one, our attitude determines our approach to life. Number two, our attitude determines our relationships with people. Number three, our attitude is often the only difference between success and failure. Four, our attitude at the beginning of a task will affect its outcome more than anything else. Five, our attitude can turn problems into blessings. Six, our attitude is not automatically good just because we belong to God. Woo! You have just heard in your hearing John C. Maxwell, Leadership Promises for Every Day. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm like a water force. I'm like a pipe that's about to bust. That's how I'm excited. Oh, my goodness. Do you understand? Oh, man. Whew. Glory to his name. Ladies and gentlemen, this is. Please receive this, okay? Please receive this. Understand something, okay? Understand something. This is. Wow. Please excuse me, but this is just, it's really good, and I'm going to share with you how good this is. When you understand who you are as a person, and it starts with the way you think in your mind, okay? You think in your mind who you are, okay? And what you tell yourself is who you are. What you say about you is what you believe before someone else can tell you about you. I can tell you all day long you're great, but if you don't believe that, you'll never receive it. So you got to understand the power that you possess in your mind. Your mind is so powerful that it affects everything that happens in your whole life. So if you develop a positive mindset and you know who you are and you talk good about yourself, it produces a positive attitude that creates certain things that come to your life. It attracts certain things by having positive things come to you because you are what you attract. I'm going to say that again. You are what you attract. So if you are feeling that in your life journey, you attracted certain things that have been negative and have not been positive, it all started with the way you were feeling about yourself, and that's what you drew to you. If you understand something, I'm not better than you, neither is Donald Trump, Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, then no one is better than nobody. We're all on the same playing field. Only thing is, everybody has a certain way of thinking, a certain attitude that attracts to them the things that they think about. So you have to understand, get your mind right, start thinking positive things about yourself, refocus your mission on what you want out of life, and those things will start coming automatically. But it all starts with the way you think. Your attitude has to be adjusted for the better. Most people talk so negative, and they don't even realize they talk that way because they're programmed. Right now, you have to understand that if you don't deprogram the way you're thinking, you will destruct. You will blow up like a bomb because you know what? The burden will get so heavy. Your depression will get so heavy on your stress will get so heavy that you have no choice, and all you'll be doing is killing yourself. Because the longer you stay disconnected from not operating the focus and the principles that your God-given Father has given you, you're separated from Him. The longer you're separated from Him, you're immune to death. You're immune to death. Anytime that you're separated from the connection of God, it remotely puts you in a place of being taken by death by the enemy. So it just leaves you vulnerable for the capture. So if you understand, if you get your mind right, and you think the same way that He thinks about you, which is He thinks you're great, and He didn't make no junk, and if you understand that no matter, forget what has happened yesterday or the day before, understand today God has made you whole. He has made you whole with the right mind, to make right decisions. He gave you moving motion in your body. You have to understand it is a privilege, it is an honor to wake up this morning to get a fresh start. You have to understand that. When you understand and you grasp the understanding of God, the way He thinks about you. Understand something. Before you let a man tell you something about you, let God listen or read what God has said about you. What He has said about you is what you should believe about you. When you believe what He has said about you, you are in connection with Him. Because He said, I made you in my own image. So when you connect and understand what He has said about you, you fully develop into the being in which He has called you to be. But until you understand, until you can really understand and get understanding and knowledge of what that is, you will operate not in the full potential of your being. And that's where the lost sight of human life has come to, and that's why people are going through the heartaches and pains that they're going through because they're disconnected from the source. If you're disconnected from the source, you cannot get the fullness of function and fullness of connectivity of the source that is in you. So the first thing you need to do is gravitate to the one that made you and understand what is He saying about you. What He has said about you is who you are. And when you understand that you can take dominion, and He gave you the authority to take dominion, to live prosperous, to live abundantly, and you understand that and you operate in that function, you have no choice but to have those things fall into your lap, pressed over, shaken together, fall into your lap, and you will not want for nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand, so this thing is serious. It is so serious. If you can understand and understand, if you get you right, your mind right, your attitude right, adjust your attitude, and and defrag the programming in your mind to understand that you can have all things that you want in your life with your heart desires as long as you have a heart of forgiveness. Ladies and gentlemen, you will reap so much reward that you will not understand what's happening to you. The overflow. You will be able to live life to with the overflow. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't understand how that is. When you have, just think about this. I remember back in you know, growing up, my grandmother, every time she used to drink tea, she didn't just drink it in a cup. She always had a saucer. Oh, it didn't. She just had tea. She always put a saucer under her cup. Always. And nowadays, everybody just get a cup and go. No, she always put a saucer. I mean, of course, she was in the house, but always she put a saucer under her cup. Just imagine, okay? Just imagine you're the saucer of a cup that's overflowing. All you need is the overflow. That's all you need. God said he will pour out blessings that it will overflow. Ladies, when you can understand that you can opt over the overflow, the stuff that is, you're not even getting to the cup blessing. You're just in the saucer blessing, ladies. And you, when you can understand, you can operate just off of the saucer blessings. Wow! Just imagine how much more blessings is in the cup that you got. That's for somebody, man. Ladies and gentlemen, you gotta understand. God is already set up for you. When you understand something. Like I said previously in a previous show, God has made he's made reservation for you already to succeed. It's already there for you. Everything that you want and need, it's already present. It's already there. You just have to be in the right setting to receive it. God is not going to give you something just out of just per just to give. He's going to give you something with the divine decency and focus. And he's going to do it with an appeal, with an appearance that's acceptable. You see what I'm saying? There's a difference. You know, check it out. Listen, you know, how would you like to receive a meal from, I'm not sure if anybody knows this restaurant, but let's say an expensive restaurant. Let's say Ruth Chris, okay? Would you want to go to Ruth Chris with say with your family, okay, with your family, or you know, or with someone that you truly care about, and you thinking you taking this person to a nice, you know, high class restaurant, and they feed you on paper plates. Not that anything's wrong with paper plates, but I'm just saying, when your expectation of presentation is that it's not to your expectation, then that's unacceptable. That's how God said for him to feed you on a paper plate is unacceptable. He's going to give you the best. That means he's bringing the best china, the best glasses out, the best glassware, the best china, the best fork. I mean, top notch. He's giving it. That's the way he presents to you, and that's the way he wants you to carry yourself, top notch, with class, because that's the way he made you. He didn't make you to be no trash. He didn't make you to have a mindset of being to have a junk mentality. To have a poor mindset, to thinking that you deserve the poorest things in life. No, you're supposed to be prosperous and have a mind of a wealthiness, if that's the word, of a wealthy person and wealthy thinking and richness. That's the way you're supposed to think, with the best. God is going to give you his best. That's the way you're supposed to operate your life, functioning that you deserve. You deserve the best. No matter what you have done, it doesn't matter. You have to understand right now, at this moment, it is 7:25, you deserve the best. You need to say this to yourself right now. I deserve the best. You need to say that. I deserve the best. Because you do. You do. That's love. Love is love, and that's what God is. God is love. He knows that there's nothing, there's nothing you could do that he cannot forgive you for. You have to ask and repent. Ask for forgiveness. He'll forgive you. He's not like man. He's not going to keep a grudge. He's not going to keep you in a pit. You ask for forgiveness, and with your whole heart, he will forgive you. And you understand that you operate in principles that you will do the best of your ability to not forgive. do that thing again. But if you do, you do it again. But you got to understand, God wants you to learn from your mistakes. He wants you to learn. He wants you to stay connected. Because the more you stay closer to Him, connected to Him, the better off you are. The distance, the longer you, the distance of the connectivity, the longer the distance that you stay away from, the more you're sunk, and you're apt to do the sinful things. But the closer you are to Him, the stronger you become, and the enemy has to flee. That's what you have to understand. When you're closer to Him, you repel, just like the orphan for the mosquito. When you're closer to Him and you're speaking the words in which He has called forth in your life and you're speaking them, the enemy flees, the enemy leaves. But when you're at a distance, oh, man, it's just like those mosquitoes that when you have no repellent on you, oh, man, and they're fierce. It's like if they don't get off of me, that's how, and all you're doing is swatting and they just keep coming back. That's how the enemy is. When you have a distance between you and God, there's a gap. When there's a gap, a big gap, ladies and gentlemen, watch out. But the thing is, every day, right now, is the moment you can get closer to Him. God, I want you to be the guiding focus of my life. I speak into my life right now abundance, prosperity, and the right mindset and knowledge, gaining knowledge to know more about You. I just choose this day to have the right attitude moving forward and treating myself right and treating other people right, talking to myself in a positive way so I can receive positive results. You need to speak that way to yourself. It's so important. It'll change the way you feel at any given time. Don't allow no one to speak anything that's not of you and that's not about you to you. But if you don't know who you are, you haven't read it and you don't really know it and it's not in your mind, then people can say anything they want about you and you'll take it. People only going to do what you allow them to do. People only going to say what you allow them to say. You are in control of what you say. So you are in control. Nobody can control your tongue but you. You have a right to say the things that you want to say that's positive to you yourself first. You talk to you first, and you say what you want to say first over your life. You are awesome and wonderfully made. There's no one like you. You're made beautiful. You're made unique. You're one of a kind. How do you like that? You can't go and get another you. You it. So understand that you it. And that you got to get excited about, I'm it. He made me the best thing He can make me. What? That's how you got to get serious about this thing. Hey, there's only one you. It ain't going to be another you. And you it. All the world has is you. So if you declare right now that you it, you the best, you top notch, man, operate that way. Focus that way. And if you're in business, here we go. You better operate and give the best service that you can give. And you call those things that are not as though they are. I call my doors to be flooded with people coming into my business, paying me money, with the money in their hands to give it to me because of my service. You see what I'm saying? God understands He rewards people for service. That's what it's about. Like, how are you serving? You serve people with excellence, you will be rewarded with excellence. It's just a principle. What did I say before? You attract the same thing in which you are. If you know you operate in excellence, you're gonna attract excellence in your life. And if you have a high standard and you know you have the best service that you can provide for people with the top notch, people are going to bring the top dollar, period. That's what it's all about. But it all starts with you. If you think, well, people are not going to pay this much, people are not going to do this, people are not going to do this, all you're saying is all this negative stuff, you know what? You're absolutely right. When you say that, people are not going to, you're absolutely right. Because you're convincing yourself that you're right. I can't convince you because you said it. People are not going to do this. People are not going to, you're absolutely right. But as for me, people are going to pay top dollar for my service. They're going to pay me in abundantly. If I expect $1,500 for my service, they're going to pay me $1,500. If I expect to be for them to pay $100 an hour, they're going to pay me $100 an hour. I expect people to just be knocking on my door. I expect to get a good service. I expect referrals. I expect, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not speaking over your life, I'm telling you, you got to get this thing together today. You have not because you ask not. Understand what I'm saying to you. Understand what the word has said to you, and it's there, and you go read it for yourself. You have not because you ask not. Understand something. God is a rewarder for people that he respects, that knows him, that trusts him, that loves him. So if you say you are that, he's going to give it to you. If you ask for bread, he's not going to give you a stone. Understand something, ladies and gentlemen. This thing called life, you don't have to be where you are if you're not satisfied. You are where you are because you chose to be there. Call those things about your life and watch what happens. It will change. But you have to be 100% participant. You can't be wish-washy. You can't be all excited today and then tomorrow going, well, God didn't show up today, yesterday, so ain't nothing going to happen. No, 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 no. God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He's going to be the same. He's not going to change, but you are. So watch what you say. That's what I can say to you. Watch what you say to people. Watch what you say to yourself. It is so important. You are what you say. That's all. You are what you say, and you are what you think about. So what are you thinking about? What are you thinking about you? How do you think about you? Some people are so caught up, they so left behind in the past that they never can move. They so stuck. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to get you unstuck. I'm providing a solution. I want you to get unstuck. Whether I know you personally or not, I want you to be unstuck. You have a God-given mission that you're supposed to fulfill. If you're not fulfilling because you're stuck in the past, somebody is being neglected. Now is the time and the season for us to stop neglecting each and every one of us. I don't care what color you are. We have to stop neglecting each and every one of us. We have to. We can no longer survive by neglecting for what we're put here to do. We're put here to serve. So if I'm missing out because you're stuck, then that means I fall short. So I need you to be in your rightful place so that way you can serve me and I can serve you. It is the principle in which we're supposed to live by. We're put here to serve each other. But if you're not in your rightful place and you're right, not in your mission for me to serve you, then I can't serve you, and you won't be able to serve me, and I lose out. We both lose out. So it is so important that you get in your rightful place, know who you are, whose you are, develop a positive mindset, positive attitude, and know what your purpose is so you can fully function and get to the destination that you're supposed to get to in life. Then you have a prosperous, abundant life that you will be able to leave a legacy for your children's children. That's what it's about, ladies and gentlemen. At the end of the day, what are you leaving back for your generations that's going to come in behind you? You have to be in your rightful place. So with that being said, we have come to the conclusion of another episode of the KT Tyler Talk Radio Show. My name is KT Tyler, Mr. Inspire. I hope you have received something that you can either help you, or if it can't help you, then maybe it can help somebody else by sharing or even having them come back and listen to it. These recordings, all my shows are recorded. Every single show that I do is recorded. It's archived right on the website, blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Inspire. So that's blog, B-L-O-G, talk, TALKRADIO.com/Mr. Inspire. Mr. Inspire. So they can go back and listen to the archive of every show from the beginning, which was last January. So it should be about maybe 30 shows or 27 shows, something like that. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm excited. I mean, this is just, if you just understand a tiny smidget of how you can develop the right mindset and have the right attitude, your life will be a whole lot better for you. Life, what happened to you, it presents you a different story. And right now, we're all in the midst of a different story. Because when we're born, we have a dash, and then we have the year we die. Well, your dash is your story. Right now, 2010, we're creating history. We're creating stories. We're just making it happen. So it all starts with you, and you got to really want it. If you really want it for yourself, then let's get it. That's all I got to say. Let's get it. Let's do this thing. All right, we have to the point where we all can get on one accord and we can basically receive some connection. We can be in connection with each other. So I'm going to pray out before we go down our life's journey on today. So let's look to the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you today saying thank you, Lord. Thank you for where you brought us from. Thank you for where you're taking us. We say thank you for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way. We thank you for giving us a sound mind, moving motion in our bodies, Lord. We just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody didn't wake up this morning with a sound mind. Somebody didn't wake up with moving motion. Somebody just didn't wake up at all in the name of Jesus. But you saw fit for us to see another day. So I thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. No weapons formed against us shall prosper. I just thank you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. No weapons formed against us shall prosper. It is the magnificent name, and we love you, Lord, because we know you love us. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you right now, Lord. We ask that you would help us to lean not onto our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge you, and you said you will direct our path. So I thank you right now, Father God, for all things are true for them who believe. We believe in you, we trust in you, and we know great things are going to happen in our lives this year, Lord. We just ask and declare that we will be able to take dominion no matter what we go through in life. We will be able to take dominion because we know who we are and whose we are in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that you will bless us indeed, that you will enlarge our territories, that your hand will be upon us, that you'll forgive us for anything that we have done that was outside of your will in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you right now, Father God. We ask for true blessings to flow down, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that our cup run it over in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that we remove any mountains that's in our lives that we can cast them into the sea, and know with our heart that we forgive anyone and all people with our whole heart. We ask this to have a forgiven heart from anyone that has done anything to harm us, that said anything about us. We just ask for forgiveness, to have a forgiven heart, Lord, to understand that we can reap rewards by forgiveness. So we just forgive right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help us to have a heart of forgiveness. Help us to have a heart of love. Help us to have a right attitude amongst each other. Have a right attitude with ourselves in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help us to speak goodness over ourselves. Help us to speak goodness in other people's lives in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you right now, Father, for all things that you're doing and all things you have done in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray right now for our leaders, Lord. I pray right now for my pastors, Pastor Kenneth and June Robinson of Restore Life International Church right now. Cover them with the blood of Jesus, Lord. Just no weapons formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Cover them and their families with the blood in the name of Jesus, Lord. Impregnate them both with the spirit that can be edifying to the hearers at any time they have to speak to the body in the name of Jesus, Lord. I just ask right now for anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice that has a person or persons that's leading them, help the leaders that's saying anything or helping them. Help them to make godly decisions, Lord. Help them to give godly counsels in the name of Jesus, Lord. Just help them just to progress to the next level in life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I just ask right now that each and every one of us, that we get an opportunity every morning to wake up, that we elevate our lives to the next level by giving ourselves an upgrade in our thinking, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we are here for a divine mission with a divine purpose, Lord. And once we have the right mindset, the right attitude, and the right purpose, we can navigate to the next level in life in the name of Jesus. So I just ask right now that we are, and I declare it is so, that we are successful by the way we think, by having the right attitude, and by knowing our purpose in the name of Jesus, and knowing the God we serve is right on time with us, and we do all the things that he said to do by listening to his commandments in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you right now because God loved us first, Lord, and we thank you for giving your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, to die for our sins in the name of Jesus, because that is the ultimate sign of love, and we thank you for just doing that task in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, we love you, we give you all the honor and all the glory, and this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Well, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we have reached another episode of the KT Tyler Talk Radio Show. My name is KT Tyler, Mr. Inspired. It is a great day to be alive, and it was my prime pleasing pleasure to be here in the midst of you, you listening to my voice at this moment in time. So I just declare right now that you go out, you conquer today. Do all the things that you declare to do today and be focused and know that all things are possible for them who believe. So you believe in the things that you want to accomplish today, and it will be done for you. So until we meet again, which is tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., have a blessed day in Jesus' name.
When Kurt played this song, you can tell a true person who loves the Lord if the fucking happens when you say the name Jesus. Let me see everyone who loves the name of Jesus just to stand up on your feet as quiet as loud as you can. Come on, folks. Thank you.
Every night I come before. Thank you.